EPA Region 2 Administrator Judith Enck visited Saratoga Springs to speak at a conference of the Northeast Organic Farmers Association. Her discussion focused on the reality of climate change.
We know that just recently, 2012, was the hottest year on record. We know that sea level is rising. In New York Harbor, sea level has gone up a full foot in the last century. All of that is directly linked to climate change, and 99% of climate scientists validate that. I wish it wasn't the case. I wish there was some question about this.
Enck took opportunity to answer questions about President Obama's Climate Change Action Plan, revealed last June.
It's a pretty aggressive plan. It directs the EPA to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuel power plants. It also urges all federal agencies to work with communities on the issue of resiliency, also known as adaptation.
Enck praised New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for drawing attention to adapting to climate change. Earlier this month, Cuomo was joined by Vice President Joe Biden in Albany to unveil an infrastructure improvement plan to rebuild better, to stand against more powerful storms like the devastating Superstorm Sandy.
Climate change is here now. We can't ignore it. So we need to build smarter and build greener and make sure that our people are protected when there are intense storms like Irene and Sandy.
Enck also fielded tough questions from the audience on environmental issues from mountaintop removal to concerns related to biomass emissions and to what the EPA is doing to regulate drilling for natural gas. Tracy Frisch is a homesteader and community activist from Argyle.
The question of how we can stop hydrofracking, which I think is the biggest new environmental threat that we face. There's many threats, but that is the biggest environmentally that is on our horizon as New Yorkers.
Asked whether the EPA and the federal government as a whole can fully protect citizens from environmental dangers related to hydrofracking, Frisch said,
absolutely not.
Rich Virgili, a professor at the Culinary Institute of America, asked whether it's possible for elected officials in Washington to make the real changes to fight climate change without losing public support.
How can they make and create policy that doesn't become too contentious, even though the science may show something different than the political spectrum?
Enck said that those with concerns expect a lot from the EPA.
And they expect not only the EPA, but all federal and state environmental agencies to do more. I think there's an awareness that we have a lot of catch-up to do on the climate change issue in particular. The nice thing is that people are paying attention.
Enck also spoke at Union College in Schenectady. For more information on President Obama's Climate Change Action Plan, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.